the rest of the story. It was a sunny July morning in 1942, 7 months after the attack on Pearl Harbor. Captain Johnny Hageen set out in his aircraft to search for big game. There were submarines in those waters, he'd heard. Johnny was sure of it. And he was right. 11 o'clock, Johnny's observer, Base 1 Commander Wynant Farr, sighted the globs of oil on the surface. That was what they were looking for, the telltale tracks of a sub. From 300 feet, Johnny went down for a closer look. It was at 100 feet that both men saw the long, ghostly shape gliding silently underwater, just below periscope depth. Now, what to do? Their aircraft was armed with two aerial depth charges, but only two. 300 pounds of TNT apiece. Drop one of those ash cans and miss, and the sub would dart out of range. It was Commander Farr who suggested that they stalk the sub a little longer, a few feet closer to the surface, and she would be theirs. Captain Johnny reduced speed and began circling. Soon it was noon, and then it was 1 o'clock, and then two. The submarine continued in a straight line, apparently oblivious to the predator trailing her. At 3:30, Johnny looked at his fuel gauge. Not much time to finish the job, and the sub was still too submerged for a sure kill. But then it happened. The long, dark shape in the water grew more distinct. The sub was edging toward the surface. It was now or never for Hageen and Farr. Under 100 feet now, swooping down from behind, Johnny was at the sub's bow when he leveled off and pulled a release cord. The concussion shook the plane as the plane veered away. Commander Farr looked back to see a geyser of oil and water. And then for a fleeting moment, the sub's gun deck breaking the surface. "We've got to make sure," said Captain Johnny. So he circled back, staring into his bomb sight. He released the second depth charge. Direct hit. Mission accomplished. Hageen and Farr would now report back to base. They would report back to base in Atlantic City. Atlantic City. Atlantic City. For you see, the U-boat, the German U-boat sighted and eliminated by Captain Johnny Hagen and Commander Wynant Farr, was encountered in July of 1942, only 24 miles off the coast of New Jersey. One thing more, Hageen and Farr were not even members of the United States military. Theirs wasn't even a military aircraft. Rather, it was a privately owned amphibious Grumman Widgeon with a homemade rig for carrying depth charges beneath the wings. Now, you've heard of the Civil Air Patrol, of course. The Civil Air Patrol, the CAP, Vigilant Civilian Volunteers, flying their own birds, buying their own gasoline, paying for their own uniforms, mostly for mercy missions and for search missions for missing aircraft, but just once in a while, back in World War II, one of those seagulls would go after a sea serpent. And you have just learned for the first time about the first time. For now you know the rest of the story.